Greetings, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and anything else listening. My name is Drew Badger from The Big Scary Show, and welcome to The Big Scary News, an offshoot of The Big Scary Show where we bring you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry that you need to know, plus an exclusive interview that you won't hear anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly sponsored by Froggy's Fog. Get all your fog products from frog juice to scents to foggers and more only at froggiesfog.com. And now, without further ado, here is the Big Scary News. We start off with this news on the 4th annual Spook Show in La Mirada, California. The Halloween Club will proudly host the 4th Annual Spook Show on March 5th, 2016 at the Halloween Club, 14447 Firestone Boulevard in La Mirada from 12 to 7 p.m. Fabulous Frights is very proud to be a part of this all-day outdoor festival, filled with an amazing selection of Southern California's local spook makers, vendors, artists, collectors, cooks, teachers, musicians, and enthusiasts of Halloween. Tickets are absolutely free, but you must RSVP. Get more information at HalloweenClub.com. We have this news from the Reign of Terror Haunted House in Thousand Oaks, California. The Reign of Terror Haunted House is excited to announce a new special event in support of the Make-A-Wish Tri-Counties. Visit us on Saturday, February 13th, to experience the full production of the Haunted House. All proceeds from the event will go to the Make-A-Wish Foundation to help make kids' wishes come true. Tickets are available from their website, www.rothauntedhouse.com. Share this info with your friends and family and help us grant kids their wish. We have a little bit of gaming news from Capcom. Capcom Vancouver is ditching the engine they built to reanimate the undead hordes in their gritty-ish reboot of the tonally challenged Dead Rising franchise in favor of a partnership with Epic Games. The studio will be working exclusively with the Unreal Engine 4 from here on out. Building an engine is tough. They're complex, expensive things that can take years and many, many mountains of money to develop. The Forge engine isn't solely responsible for making the world of Dead Rising 3 resemble a genuine zombie apocalypse, but it did populate the screen with thousands of hungry ghouls, literally while simultaneously delivering one of the most visually impressive launch titles of this console generation. It will be interesting to see how much of an impact, if any, this change will have on the next game in the series. If you're interested in finding out before the rest of us, they're hiring. To get more information, visit CapcomVancouver.com. We have this from Darkside Acres Haunted Attraction in Jonesville, Michigan. Got an undying love for that someone special? Love them for their brains? Join Darkside Acres Haunted House and the Stadium Roller Rink on Saturday, February 13th for our very first haunt event of 2016, the Zombie My Valentine Skate and Dance at Stadium Roller Rink, 3240 Carrollton Road in Hillsdale, Michigan. Get more info at skatehillsdale.com or Darkside Acres Facebook page. We have a little vendor news from our friend Chad Savage. It's a new year and my schedule is clear. If you're thinking about getting a new logo, website, marketing artwork, character art, etc. done, or you're looking to update what you already have, now's a great time to get started. Call me at 916-SPOOKY1 or email me at savage@sinister.me to discuss what you're thinking. I love to answer questions. If you're not familiar with the work I've done for the haunted attraction, horror, and Halloween industries, you can see Chad Savage and Sinister Visions Incorporated's full portfolio, recently updated, and list of clients at www.sinistervisions.com. We have this haunt news from the Massacre Haunted House in Montgomery, Illinois. Massacre Haunted House will be open on Saturday, February 13th for a special Valentine's event. They say love is blind, so prepare to be in the dark. Tickets are on sale now at www.massacre.ticketleap.com. Use the promo code BEMINE and save 10%. Get more information at facebook.com/massacrehaunt. Once again, massacre is spelled M-A-S-S-A-C-R-E, haunt. We have this news on a Nightmare on Elm Street marathon on the El Rey Network. We may have lost Wes Craven last year, but we'll always have the terrifying films he created. And as long as actor Robert Englund is willing, we'll still have Freddy Krueger. He'll be hosting El Rey Network's Rip Your Heart Out Valentine's Day Horror Marathon, featuring 5 Nightmare on Elm Street films. The schedule includes the iconic first film, Freddy's Revenge, Dream Warriors, The Dream Master, and The Demon Child. The most intriguing part of the marathon, however, is that El Rey, founded and co-owned by filmmaker and genre fanatic Robert Rodriguez, will also dust off several episodes from horror anthology TV series Freddy's Nightmares, which originally aired in the late 80s at the height of Freddy fever. The macabre stories were set in the town of Springwood, site of the most notorious Elm Street ever, but didn't usually feature Freddy, though Englund, in full costume, hosted each show like a ghoulish Rod Serling. A complete schedule will be up soon at elraynetwork.com. We have this news from the 13th floor haunted house in Chicago. Still trying to figure out what to do this year with your friends or someone special? The 13th floor haunted house in Melrose Park has it going on all Valentine's Day weekend with Valentine X. 13th Floor Chicago hosts the nation's largest haunted Valentine event. Get your friends or your special someone and get scared. Previous events have sold out in the first hour, so get more information quickly at facebook.com/13thfloorchicago. That's the number 13. We have this haunt news from the Scare House in Pittsburgh. Celebrate Valentine's Day with or in the basement. Darkness, obsession, and murder. Limited tickets are available to experience an entire new version of The Basement, featuring new characters and scenes developed just for this production. This event may sell out. Each ticket includes admission for one person into a new and Valentine's Day-themed production of The Basement, admission into the after-party within The Summoning, featuring interactive characters and live entertainment, 2 complimentary alcoholic beverages, dishes of decadent desserts. You must be 18 or older to enter Valentine's Day in the basement, and you must be 21 or older to enjoy the complimentary alcoholic beverages. Photo ID is mandatory, and all guests must sign a waiver before entering. There's no need to print your tickets. We can scan your tickets on your smartphone. For more information, visit scarehouse.com. We have this news from The Walking Dead. AMC lost its 2 most acclaimed shows, Mad Men and Breaking Bad, 2 of the most acclaimed shows in television history, yet it's still doing remarkably well. How is this possible? Well, having the ratings bonanza that is The Walking Dead helps, but a channel needs more than just one show. In 2015, AMC, a top 5 network for the first time, launched Fear the Walking Dead, Better Call Saul, and Into the Badlands, which, quote, ended up scoring the 3 highest-rated cable openings in history, unquote, according to Vulture.com. If it ain't broke, etc. None of those 3 are quite as respected as Mad Men and Breaking Bad, although Better Call Saul appeared on numerous best-of lists. But I don't think AMC is complaining. Things should get even rosier in 2016. The Walking Dead returns on Valentine's Day. Better Call Saul a day later. Strong word of mouth is likely to bring some new viewers to Halt and Catch Fire. And Preacher, Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg's highly anticipated adaptation of the comic book series of the same name, and has the makings of a monster hit. There's also the return of Fear the Walking Dead, which network exec Charlie Collier, is quick to note isn't a spinoff, it's a companion series. Well, the companion series may soon have a companion of its own. When asked by Vulture whether there's a reason not to explore a 3rd Walking Dead show, Collier responded with dollar signs in his eyes. The answer is, we are open to ideas that feel organic to the creators in whom we put our trust. So if Robert Kirkman had a world he wanted to explore, you can bet that we're just not leaning into that conversation, but we're actively engaging in it. Right now, we're not in that conversation, and there's nothing to report on at all. I'm a huge believer in Robert and the executive producers of these shows. We just wanted to create a place where they would bring us their creative dreams and bring us their passion projects. If Robert had another one, we would absolutely engage. This is a world that is rich enough to handle it, and right now we're just focused on these two. If NBC can air four Law and Orders at the same time, why can't AMC do the same with several Walking Deads? We have an update on the upcoming Friday the 13th game. Friday the 13th The Game is an online asymmetric multiplayer experience where one player will assume the role of Jason Voorhees against seven other players assuming the role of camp counselors trying to survive the night. Developed by Gun Media and Illphonic, Friday the 13th The Game will deliver a terrifying combination of features designed to satisfy gamers and fans of the Friday the 13th franchise alike. In addition to bringing the tension and horror of the movies to life, the game will also let players don the mask of Jason Voorhees for the first time and control all new layers of brutal action. Friday the 13th The Game is being developed for PC, Xbox One, and PlayStation 4. For more information, the official Friday the 13th video game website and Friday the 13th video game on Facebook, those websites are f13game.com and facebook.com/FridayThe13thGame. We have this news from the Guthrie Haunts Haunted Attraction in Guthrie, Oklahoma. Guthrie Haunts presents My Vexed Valentine, featuring the Bloody Moon Suite, Dungeon of Love, Hillbilly and Zombie Weddings, and much more. Come join us February 12th and 13th from 7 to 11 p.m. This could be the greatest night of your life. Bring a friend or foe for a night of scare-tacular Valentinian antics. Get more info at GuthrieHaunts.com or their Facebook page. And finally, we have this news on the famous Demon House in Gary, Indiana, courtesy of NWIGazette.com. Gary's famous Demon House was destroyed quietly recently. The house, located at 3860 Carolina Street, gained international fame after a series of articles by local author Marissa Kwiatkowski appeared in the Indianapolis Star. The legend became larger than the house, and the site was a popular destination around Halloween. Ghost Adventures host Zach Baggins purchased the house in 2014 and has been filming a documentary at the location. No release date has been announced for that documentary. The demolition of the house was filmed and may be a part of that documentary as well. As always, we'll keep you updated on that and bring you more information as we get it. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
And ladies and gentlemen, I wanted to bring you something a little bit different this week. By the time this airs, I'm going to be on the way to Birmingham, Alabama for HauntCon, so I didn't have time to get an interview together. So, this is something a little bit special. If you have Sirius XM Radio and you are familiar with the channel known as Ozzy's Boneyard, they have a segment on that show called The Ultimate Sinner, where if you are selected, you get to play some of your favorite music and basically host the show for about a half hour. Well, I was very fortunate enough to be selected in December to be Ultimate Sinner for that particular week. I played five of my favorite songs, and they played it on the show. And they sent me a copy of it, so I thought I would share that with you, the listening audience. I've got tunes from Alice Cooper, Gwar, Rush, Anthrax, and Suicidal Tendencies. I hope you enjoy it. I sure had a lot of fun making it. All music played during this segment is property of SiriusXM, copyrights, all rights reserved, etc., etc.
Access has been granted. Sharing their depravity, another Aussie fanatic has taken control.
Ultimate Sinner.
Playing their favorites.
Aussie's Boneyard.
My name is Drew Badger from Charlotte, North Carolina, and this week I am your Ultimate Sinner on SiriusXM's Aussie's Boneyard. In the season of giving thanks, I want to thank them for letting me play my five favorite songs for you. But before we get started, I want to ask you a question. It's the holiday season, so what's your favorite holiday? If you like rock and metal, I would guess it's probably Halloween. I'm a huge Halloween fan, and I owned a Halloween-related business and run a Halloween industry podcast called The Big Scary Show. That said, it would be an ultimate sin, not to kick things off with the king of Halloween, Alice Cooper. I first saw Alice in the late 70s on, of all things, The Muppet Show. Watching him sing and dance with the Muppets was surreal, frightening, and amazing, and I've been a fan ever since. I've seen him many times over the years, including this last tour with Motley Crue, and he's still the ultimate showman. Here's Feed My Frankenstein on The Ultimate Sinner.
I'm just Christ. We have no need for your crippled Christ, and we never lack for your advice. We don't have to hide a genocide. They'll fear us more when they know that we don't lie. It's gone beyond hatred this time. You love death, you call it a crime. I choose the dagger, the deep in your guts. I'll put it on till at this time.
Spreading their brand of sin, it's the Ultimate Sinner.
The Ultimate Sinner.
Ozzy's Boneyard.
That was Gwar with Let Us Slay. I first saw Gwar back around 1989 and was completely blown away by their theatrics and music. Fast forward about 10 years when I saw them again and their show had gotten so much better. I consider Gwar to be the ultimate theatrical metal experience, and I recently had the honor of taking my oldest daughter to her first Gwar show. Thankfully, she was not slaughtered or disposed of in the pit of human filth and scum. Rest in peace, Odorous. You are one of a kind, even though Blothar is doing a good job in your stead. My name is Drew Badger, and this week I am your ultimate sinner on Ozzy's Boneyard, and my next song is by the band Rush. I've been a fan of Rush since the 1970s when I first heard them on the radio, but I really got hooked when I bought the cassettes 2112 and Exit Stage Left from my local record bar. Of their incredible body of work, my all-time favorite song is Lessons from the album 2112, and it was the first song I ever learned on guitar. Rush is also one of the main reasons I took up bass back in the 80s, and even though I've seen them many times, I've never seen this one perform live. I've probably worn out at least three cassettes of 2112, Alex Lifeson's wicked guitar licks, Geddy's high notes and bass playing, and of course Neil's drumming, makes this an almost perfect example of their mid-70s straight-up rock and roll, as opposed to the prog rock anthems that they're best known for during this time.
Giving me a ultimate sinner.
Another ultimate sinner has taken control with their favorite songs
on Ozzy's Boneyard.
That was Anthrax with Caught in a Mosh. You know, of the big four thrash bands of the late 80s, and you know who they are, Anthrax was my absolute favorite. Mostly because they just seem like a bunch of guys out there to have a great time and make music while running around in those colored jam shorts, high-top sneakers, and tank tops. Everybody else was also serious, and they're black and all that. Plus, their riffs were so tight and heavy, I strained my neck headbanging them on multiple occasions. And, of course, who can forget the Knot Man? My name is Drew Badger from Charlotte, and if you would like to be the next DJ on the Ultimate Sinner on Ozzy's Boneyard, send them an email with your five songs and reasons why to ultimatesinner@SiriusXM.com. I've played you songs by Anthrax and Rush, and now I'm going to play Suicidal Tendencies, Going Breakdown. Everyone knew that one person in high school that was not like the other kids. The one who thought, dressed, and acted differently than the others. Mine was a girl named Lisa who introduced me to goth, new wave, and punk and made me listen to Suicidal Tendencies until they were one of my absolute favorite bands. This song has one of the tastiest riffs in all of rock and roll, and every time I hear it, I crank it to 13, and I think of my friend Lisa wherever she is. I want to thank Ozzy's Boneyard for letting me be your ultimate sinner this week. As I mentioned earlier, I host a Halloween podcast called The Big Scary Show. If you like Halloween and haunted houses, check us out at BigScaryShow.com. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. And if you're in a band that plays scary Halloween-themed music, send it to our co-host Jerry Vane with permission to Vane, V-A-Y-N-E, at JerryVane.com, and we just might play your music. I want to give a big shout-out to my co-host of The Big Scary Show, Storm, the unknown scare actor, the hot rocker Jerry Vane, Wicked Wendy, Feister, Dog Soldier, and even Tater. My name is Drew Badger from Charlotte, North Carolina, and this week I am your ultimate sinner on Ozzy's Boneyard.
Straight out back, going up.
just experienced the fury of this week's Ultimate Sinner.
Ultimate Sinner.
Let your voice be heard all over North America. Email your five favorite hard and heavy classic rock songs to UltimateSinner@SiriusXM.com. You could be the next
Ultimate Sinner. Only on Ozzy's Boneyard.
We'd like to thank Prelude to a Nightmare and the CD Dark Ride for providing the music for this episode. Well, that's going to wrap it up for this episode of the Big Scary News. We wish to thank Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, www.froggiesfog.com. Remember to listen to the current Big Scary Show for even more news and information, including the Haunt Minute, Face Your Fears, great music from the Haunt Rocker, and the soon-to-be-famous Roundtable of Terror. Get all that and more only at BigScaryShow.com. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and others. This is Drew Badger signing off for the Big Scary News.